Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Beis in Maseches Nedarim. It is the 1005th daf in Shas. We are going to continue where we had left off on yesterday's daf, where the Gemara had asked a fascinating shaila on Ayin Aleph on the Beis, and that is in regards to the halacha that a husband shared with the father is mefir the neder of a naira hamurasa. What happens if this husband, the Gemara had asked, had been silent when he heard about the neder and then divorces the wife? So do we say it's as if he was mekayim the neder, or do we say it's silent? He was simply silent and it's not viewed as a kium, even though he knows that by divorcing her, he's excluding his possibility to be mefer, and thereby, one could argue that it's as if he's mekayim it, or no, do we say that he's simply being silent? And the nafka mina would be, what happens if he marries her again that day? Could he now be mefer it or not? So our Gemara is going to deal with that shaila throughout Ayin Beis Amud Aleph with a bunch of Rayas. And then we're going to have a new Mishnah on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis about how to deal with one's daughter's nedarim. And the Gemara will describe that the Mishnah will describe that the Derech Talmidei Chachamim is that they would say to their daughters that any neder that you make is automatically considered revoked, and the Mishnah will say the same, a Baal would say the same thing as well. Rami Bar Chama in the Gemara is going to ask whether a hafara without hearing the neder at all is considered valid altogether, and that will be compared, of course, to our Mishnah on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis that seems to say that you could give an open statement of hafara. So the two topics of today's daf are, number one, the status of a woman who's divorced by her husband before he was mefer, whether that serves as a kium, and many rayos in that direction. And number two, the issue of hafara when you didn't hear the neder. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Again, the Gemara's shaila that it had asked on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, we will see inside four lines from the bottom. Iboy lehu. So just to remind ourselves of yesterday's daf, gerishin kishtika damya o kakama damya. Is gerishin considered as if the fellow was silent or as if he was mekayim? In other words, that once he's divorced her, it's as if he's affirming that neder, because as of that moment when he divorces her, he has no intention to remarry her. And if that would be so, then by not revoking it, ipso facto, he's been mekaimit, or do we say it's just empty, it's just an empty silence? L'may nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? Says Gemara, kigon shenadra, she made a neder, v'shama baila v'girsha, the husband heard then divorced her, v'ahadre b'yame, and he married her again that day. Yomer mar kishtika damya matzi mefer, if you're going to say it's considered like silence, so then in such a case, he could be mefer when he remarries her. But if you're going to say it's as considered as if it is he was mekim lo matzi mefer la, so then in such a case she would not be able to be mefer. So Tashma, continues the Gemara on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, emasai amru meis habal. When do we say that the halach is that we learned in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Ayin? We learned that if the Baal dies, nisroik or rishus la'av, that the halacha is that the father has full control over whether he's going to be mefer or not, and he no longer needs the affirmation of the husband, because the husband is dead. The entire control goes to the father. When do we say that? Says the Braisa, Bizman shel Oshama Habal, the Baal didn't hear it at all. Oshama vehefer, or he heard it and was mefer. Oshama veshasak, umeis bo bayom, or he heard it and he was silent in that day. So then in such a case, the father has full rishus. Now analyzes the Gemara. V'i amrit gerishin kishtika dami. If we're going to say that divorce is considered like silence, listening nami oshama v'giresh. Let us say also the case that he heard and he divorced. And then we say it's entirely in the father's rishus. Midulo tani hachi. The fact that it doesn't say that, shma mino gerushin ka koma damu, we must assume that gerushin is considered as if he affirmed it. In other words, the reason why we don't say that the father can't revoke in a case of gerushin is because we view that in the case of gerushin that there already was a hakama by the husband. And then the father cannot simply revoke if the husband was already mekayim. So it must be that gerushin is kakama, analyzes the Gemara, but you get stuck in the other direction. Ema seifa. What about the seifa of that brisa? Aval im shama vikiyim, if the husband heard and he was mekayim, o shama vishasak, or he heard and he was silent, umeis biyom shel acharav, and he dies the next day, en yachal lahafer, then in such a case, the father cannot be mefer, because the husband was a kayim. V'yamer gerushin kakom adami, and if you're going to say gerushin is considered if he's mekayim, listening v'im shama v'girish, then you should also say that he heard him as megarish. Elamidulo tani hachi. So the fact that doesn't say that, so then you would infer the exact opposite that we had inferred from the resha. Shma mina gerushin kishtika dami. We see from here that gerushin is considered like silence. Elo mehalek lemash mimine. So what do we see? We have a contradiction in the diuk of the resha and the diuk of the seifa. So you can't infer in either direction. Whenever you have a diuk, a contradiction, a diuk between the resha and the seifa, it must be that it's a standoff, and you can't be medayik in either direction. E resha dafka. If you're going to say the resha is specific, nasav seifa mishum resha, then the seifa is just being mentioned tangentially to the resha. In other words, the deduction of the seifa is not significant. Iseifa dafka, so then nasav resha mishum seifa, then the resha is only taught because of the seifa. In other words, the seifa will be dafka, and the resha is mentioned in contrast to the seifa, but not to make the diuk. So hence, we don't have any raya. Toshma. So we come back to our original shaila. Is gerushin considered simply a shtika or as a kiyum? Nadra vihi arusa viniskarsha. We learned that if she made a neder, she was arusa and then got divorced. Viniskarsha boy beyom, and she got married that day. Afil lemeya. So we learned earlier that even if she gets married to 100 people, aviu baila achron mefir nedarel, her father continues to be made for her neder, as well as Baila Ha'achron, the last husband that she marries, that's the one who will be made for the neder. Shmamina. So the Gemara analyzes, we see from here, Gerushin Kishtika, that we consider the Gerushin like Shtika. Gerushin Kishtika Damu. Why? Di'ika Kama Damu, if it would be like Hakama, Mi Matzi Mefer Arus Achron, could the last husband do Hafara? Nidro Di Akum Arus Risha. The nether was already affirmed by the first Arus. So what do we see? We see that we must assume that Gerushin is not considered a Kiyum, but rather as a Shtika, because the halacha is that if she does get divorced, then the father shares the responsibility to either be Mekayim or Mefer with the last husband. That only works, that the last husband's going to have a say, if we don't assume that the first husband has already been Mekayim it by doing the Gerushin. Answers the Gemara, it's not a full raya. Hacha b'mayiskinim b'shalosh shama aris rishon. We're talking about a case where the first husband didn't hear it, but if he did, then it could be that he was already mekayim it. Asks the Gemara, ihachi ma'ir yaboy mayoyim? Then why do we say that he married her, the last husband did, on that day? Afilu eich achar mea yomim nami. That would apply even after 100 days. If we're talking about a case that the husband who divorced didn't hear it, so then no longer does that case have to be after one day. The halacha is that a husband who's not mefir after a day, so then in such an instance, then the neder by definition is considered mekuyam. That's only if the husband heard. Hence, in the case of where the husband heard it, so then you need another husband to get married to her, and be mekayemit or mefir, and then in such an instance we have the halacha that the last husband is the one that's significant on that day. But if we're talking about that the first husband didn't hear it at all, so then in such a case, even after 100 days, the husband will hear about it, the new husband, and the father. Why does it have to say, boy bayoim? Answers the Gemara, so then you're right. We have to change our case slightly. Kishishlo shama arus v'shama av. On the day that she made the neder, it's true the arus didn't hear it, because if the arus did hear it, so then in such a case, then it's considered a kium if he divorces her. But the father heard it. And therefore, deboy b'yom hu dematzi mefer. The father can only be mefer on that day. Avol minkan ve'elech lo matzi mefer. But later on, he won't be able to be mefer. Hence, we've deflected the original raya from the braisa, which said that there isn't significance at first glance of the gerushin of the first husband to be mekayim, and we pointed out that it could be, you have to say, that the arus didn't hear it at all. So we still don't have any raya about the shayla of whether gerushin is considered like a kiyum or like a afara. Tashma comes along, the Gemara tries to bring another raya, nadra boy bayoim. If she made a neder on that day, and girsha v'hichzira boy bayoim, she made a neder, she got divorced, and the husband remarried her. Ein yachal lahafir. In such a case, he can't be mefer. Why not? Why can't he be mefer that day? Shema mina must be, says the Gemara, second to last line in Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Gerushin kakama damu. We view the gerushin as if there was a hakama, and that's why he can't be mefer that day. Seems to be a strong raya. The Gemara finds a way to reflect it, deflect it. Amri hacha b'nesu askinen. Says the Gemara, no, that case is not talking about an arusa, we're talking about where she's a nesua. V'hainu taima den yachal hafer. And the reason why the husband can't be mefer in such a case, even though normally, if he divorces her and remarries her when she's an arusa, he can. But when it comes to nesuin, mishum de'ein habal mefer b'koidmin. Because a baal cannot be mefer on nedarim that are called koidmin. The Mefarish explains that the term Kaidman is going back to the idea on the top of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, and that is that the Mishnah tells us on the top of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph that all of these halachos, that the father and the Baal share the responsibility to be Mefer a Neder, only applies to an instance where she didn't go L'Rishus Atzma Shah Achas. She didn't go into her own Rishus for one moment. That describes the phenomenon. Rishus Atzma is a case of where she did Nisuin. If she goes into the state of Nisuin, so then in such a case, the Baal can no longer be Mefir, the Nedarim that she made when she was an Arusa, and that's what we refer to as Koidmin. The Ein HaBaal Mefir B'Koidmin. Therefore, there's no raya again from the case of Nadra Bo Bayom Gershav Echzira Ein Yachal HaHafir that would seem to say that Gershin induces the phenomenon of Kiyum. That's what it would seem. And the answer is no. That there we're not talking about Gershin by an Arusa, we're talking about Gershin Nesua, and that's a totally different halacha of Ein HaBaal Mefer B'Kedmin, which is the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. Bezer Hashem, we begin a new Mishnah on the top of Ayin Beis Amid Beis Derech, Talmidei Chachamim. It is the appropriate Derech for Talmidei Chachamim. At Shaloi Hoysa Bita Yotza Me'etzel. Before his daughter goes out from his Rishus. Here we're referring to going out of his Rishus when she goes into the husband's Rishus for Nisuin. In other words, any time prior to Nisuin. Oymerlo. The father says to her, Kol nedarim shenadarta b'seich beisi, all the nedarim that you took in your house, harehen mufarin, they are now annulled. So he annuls all of the nedarim. This way, she won't come to violate any of those nedarim. The chein abal, similarly same applies to the baal. Asha dekanes l'rishusai, before she comes into his rishus, Aymer lo kol nedarim shenadarta, in other words, prior to Nisuin, all the Nedarim that you made, Achal Tikansi Rishusi before Nisuin, Harehim and Ufarin, Shekish Mishi Tikanis Rishusi, Eni Yachal Hefer. And the reason that we do that at that moment is because once she comes into his Rishus, then the Baal can't be Mefer. That we described just a moment ago in the Gemara as Ein HaBaal Mefer B'Kaidman, and that we also saw on the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Amid Aleph. The rule that he could only be Mefer up until the Nisuin for those Nedarim that she had taken when she was an Arusa. So hence, the Derech Talmidei HaChamim is before Nisuin, both the father and the Baal would say, I'm Mefer all of your Nedarim. Comes along Rami Bar Chama and he asks a very basic question, which our Gemara points out that our Mishnah seems to assume one way in regards to that question. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the following shaila. Baal mahu shiyofer below shmiya. Can a Baal be made for a neder that he didn't hear? On the one hand, the pasuk says, Vishama isha, that the husband will hear. Here, of course, the word isha, Aleph Yud Shin He Mapik He, means a husband, not a woman. Vishama Isha, when her husband hears, so then he needs to hear. That's one side. Olav Dafku, or the pasuk doesn't mean that he needs to literally hear any nether that he's aware of. That's Rami Bar Chama's Shaila. Omar Rava, so Rava pointed out that our Mishnah seems to be taking sides on Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Derech Talmidei Chachamim Toshma, we learned in our Mishnah of Derech Talmidei Chachamim, Achal Yotza Bitu Metzla, Omerla, Kol Nedarim Shenadarta B'Seich Beisi, Harehem Ufarin, V'Halo Shama, but he didn't hear them. So what do we see? We see that when it comes to the ability to be Mefer, you don't need to hear, because he says, any Nedarim that you made. Sounds like even the Nedarim that he didn't hear. Answers the Gemara, L'chishamahu demefer, when he hears about it, they're considered mufar. Imkain, says the Gemara, ki lo shama, lama leila meimar, why does the Mishnah have the connotation that he didn't hear it? If the halacha is only when he hears it, is it going to be mufar? Says the Gemara, hakam ashmalan, it's coming to tell us the following. It is common for Talmidei Chachamim to go after their daughters and to say to them, Kol Nedarim Shenedarta, and therefore their daughters will lahadure, they will repeat to them what Nedarim they had said, and then they will be automatically revoked. So the Gemara is matche, even though it does sound like from our Mishnah that the father didn't hear it and the husband didn't hear it, nevertheless, we're matche, as the Gemara described above, that what it means is that you need to hear it for it to be mufar. You could immediately be mefer the Nedarim that you're going to hear, and the reason why the Mishnah just describes it in general, Kol Nedarim Shedarta, is to describe the phenomenon of the father telling the girl, tell me any Nedarim that you said that are going to be automatically Mufar. Tashma, what about another proof in regards to Rami Bar Chama's Shaila? Whether a father and husband could be Mefer below Shmiya, actually Rami Bar Chama's Shaila was specifically the husband. Can a husband be Mefer below Shmiya? Tashma mi Seifa. The Seifa says, V'chein ha'pal ha'chal t'kans rishusay, Omer la. So what about the Seifa? The Seifa says, the Baal says, any Nedarim. Sounds like he didn't hear it. Says, ha'chanami, says the Gemara, you have to be matcha, just like we were matcha. By the father, da Omer lo l'chishamana, it's going to be revoked when I hear it. Tashma, another proof, ha'imer li'ishtoi. A man says to his wife, this is going to be later on, and afayin hey, nei mishnah, haimili ishte kol nedarim sheti dairi, any nedarim that you make, ad she avoy mimokom ploni, until I come back, I'm going away on a business trip, harein kayomin, they are going to be affirmed, lo merklum. The halacha is that it's not significant, that affirmation. Why? Because he didn't hear the neder. The neder didn't even exist yet, explains the Mefarish. And therefore, he can't be Mekayim a neder before it was uttered, before it exists. Harehe Mufarim. What happens if he says, the nedarim that will be made are Mufar? So, Rebbe Lazar Eimer Mufar, it's considered nullified. Why? For some reason, when it comes to Hafara, you don't have to be mefer a neder that already exists. Even if the neder does not exist, the hafara is going to work, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim in the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amid Aleph will disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and the Mishnah will bring out and spell out what exactly is the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. For our purposes, what do we see? V'holo shama, that the husband did not hear. So what do we see? We see that you could be mefer without hearing. That answers Rami Bar Chama's shaila. Hachanami, so too, says the Gemara, da'amar l'chi shamana. You have to say that he's being mefer them automatically when he hears them. V'lamali min hashta. Why does he mefer it immediately? L'chi shamar leferla. Let him just simply wait till he hears it. Because at the end of the day, if you have to hear it, why doesn't he simply wait till he hears it? Kasavar, because the husband is thinking, Dilma matridna hi shaita, that he might be involved with something else, not have the time or the focus to be mefer. So he wants to be mefer right now when he's focused. So there's no raya to Rami Bar Chama Shaila about hafara below shmiya. Tashma, come in here, I'll try to bring you another raya. Hey, mil apitropis. Someone says to apitropis, call nadartam, nadarm shenoy deres, ishti, any nadarm that my wife makes, mikan va'adsha, ovo imimo komploini, hafer. You should be mefer on my behalf. I am entrusting you to be mefer, and I am giving you the power to be mefer. The hefer law, and the apitropis is mefer, there's nadarim. I would think that it takes effect. The pasuk says, no, you can't appoint a shliach, and the nedarim are not mufar. Divrei Reb. This is the opinion of Divrei Reb Yeshia. This is the opinion of Reb Yeshia. Amar le Reb Yenis, and Reb Yenis disagreed. That you can be mefer. So we have machlekes in Nazir, whether a husband can make an apotropis to be made for his wife's nadar. Rabbi Yeshia says no. Rabbi Yenison says yes. Vafilu Rabbi Yeshia, two lines from the bottom of Ayin Beis, Ayin Beis and Beis. Even Rabbi Yeshia like Amar, he only said that you can't elim shum gzeres hakosuf. Who? The only problem is gzeres hakosuf. Yeshia commanded vishirenu. Avol. Dekule alma, but everybody agrees that in general shulchan kamosa, that really we should say shulchan kamosa. The question is whether there's exeris hakasa tells us not to, but the issue of shmiya that the husband didn't hear it, that no one was worried about. Valo shmiyale, but the husband didn't hear it. So this proves that the husband does not have to hear it. In a moment, the Rishonim ask an obvious question on the Gemara's kash over here, the last three words in Ayin Beis and Mebeis, but let us finish the Gemara's Raya, then we'll see the Rishonim. Answers the Gemara, Hachinami, you have to say, going on, Tayin Gimel Amid Aleph, to Amar Le, L'chi Shamana Mefer Lo, L'chi Shama Lefer Lo, that he says that when you hear it, it will be Mufar, asks the Gemara. So then why don't you just say L'chi Shamar Lefer Lo? Let him just wait till he hears it. Same svar we said before. Savar Dil Matrina, we're afraid the apotropis is going to be busy. So again, we haven't been poshet Rami Bar Chama's Shaila. And that's how the Sugya concludes. The Ran, five lines from the bottom, asks a basic question. What's the Gemara's Raya that the husband didn't hear it? If the husband appointed the apotropis as a shliach, so the apotropis hears it on his behalf. Let's take a look and see the Ran inside, who asks on the Gemara's Raya. V'chi tema, says the Ran, five lines from the bottom. Lo'aylam l'chema l'cha d'bayi shmiya. What's the proof that you don't need shmiya? Really, you do. Vishani hachadik shmiya d'apotropis. The apotropis here heard it. V'kuvin d'shlucha shalotan k'mayis yav l'kilu shama ba'al. And the husband made the apotropis as his shliach. And therefore, shlucha shalotan k'mayis should be considered as if the Baal heard it. Tirtzu b'tesis b'shem rav Rabbi Yosef d'leisa. Dim isa de boy shmiya, mika midi de balo matzi mefer v'shliach matzi mashve. If we're going to say that you need the hearing, then the baal can't make a shliach. Da mehai time a gufa ukmin la lach brisa ben nazir kreb lazer sfir le adam mefer nidre yishle kainim shetider. Number one points out the Ran that we learn that according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to be mefer your wife's neder before she takes the neder. However, that opinion of Rabbi Elazar also holds that the halacha is that the neder is only revoked when the husband hears it. Now, the Tosas explains that at this juncture of the Gemara, we think that the hafara of the apotropis would be chal even immediately prior to the hearing of the husband. And the hearing of the apotropis would not be considered significant because, explains the Rosh and the Ran, though the shliach for hearing is a midi de memela. That you can't appoint a shliach for. You could only appoint a shliach for an action. For listening, you can't appoint a shliach. So the shliach is only there for the actual hafara itself. And we know that you need the husband to hear it, and the hearing part, he can't make a shliach. That the Tosas spell out. It's even more explicit in the Rush, two lines from the bottom, where the Rush says, Va'afal pisha sa shliach lahafer, de midi de memela lo shayach minu shlichus. Hence, the Gemara assumes that you can't make a shliach for the listening itself, assuming the position, as the Bali Tosas and the Rush and the Ran spell out, that the husband needs to hear it. Then in such a case, the only role of shliach would be to be mefer, but the husband will need to hear it, and the kasha, of course, was that in this case, the husband did not hear the neder. So let's Be'ezer Hashem review today's daf. On the top of Ayin Be'ez Amid Aleph, we dealt with the shaila whether Gerushin refers to a neder as a kiyum. In other words, that the moment Gerushin takes place, as if the husband was mekayim it, or do we say that he was silent? And afkamina is whether a hafara could take place afterwards. The Gemara seemed to bring some strong proofs that the halacha was that the Gerushin is considered a kiyum, but every single one of the Gemara's rayas were rejected. The Gemara also had a strong rayas that Gerushin is considered a shtika. So it went in both directions, and all the rayas from Brisas that related to above halachas that we had learned went rejected. And that's the theme really of today's daf, because we had another shayla on Amud Beis. After learning the Mishnah of Derech Talmidei Chachamim to be mefir all of their children's nedarim, we had Rami Bar Chama's shayla about whether hafara without shmiyah works. The Gemara brought a raya from Derech Talmid Chacham that seems to be that a person could be mefer open-ended, and that would sound like even without shmiyah, to which the Gemara is docha, that they're mefer open-ended for when they're going to hear it, and all subsequent rayas were all rejected with that similar type of teretz. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Beis in Maseches Nedarim.